Well, here in the land of Microsoft, it might be blasphemous to some to get excited about Steve Jobs, but librarian Nancy Pearl tells Marcy about a new illustrated biography of the man who founded Apple.
This is by a graphic artist, and it is a graphic biography of Steve Jobs. And the title is, I love this, Steve Jobs, Insanely Great. And those two words, I think, capture Steve Jobs' personality and really, I think, give us a hint of the approach that Jesse is going to take in this book. Now, Jesse Hartland, the author and illustrator of this book, is a person that I was not familiar with any of her books. It turns out that she has done a graphic biography of Julia Child, which I'm about to track down and look at,
wow,
too. Because this was just, this book would be perfect for late middle schoolers, high schoolers who have to do biography reports, if their teachers will let them do a graphic biography. And of course, graphic refers to the fact that it's highly illustrated. It doesn't have all this.
Yeah, there's no graphs.
There's no graphs.
Maybe there are graphs. I haven't looked at it. But
no graphs.
This is about you, illustrations. You, Nancy, over the years have been a big proponent of graphic novels, graphic histories, graphic memoirs.
Right.
What is it, do you think, that somebody like Jesse Hartland can do with illustrations that kind of elevates this from what we would condescendingly refer to as a comic book?
Right. Well, first of all, I think we have to take the condescension out of that of that equation. There are a lot of people who are interested in Steve Jobs, and many people who are not going to read that 900-page biography, excellent biography by Walter Isaacson,
right,
that came out a few years ago. And what Jesse Hartland can do in this book is give us a visual portrait of Steve Jobs and of his life and his great achievements and his difficult personality, all of those things, and give us just enough so that we have a really detailed outline of his life. And to do that with pictures that are, I can only say, wonderfully fun black and white pictures to look at. One of my favorite pictures is when Steve comes back from 7 months in India, and this is where he went to find the answer.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what he looks like. And it says, after 7 months, Steve returns to California, where he was brought up, and his parents do not recognize him.
He's wearing a kind of long, sort of monk-like gown, and he's really tall and skinny.
Yes.
And not wearing a black turtleneck. That's how a lot of us envision him.
Exactly. And the book talks about where that costume came from. It came from a trip to Japan. And one of the great designers gave him that costume, that outfit that he wore all the time, those black turtlenecks. It doesn't shy away from anything that was important in Steve Jobs' life. The fact that he had a daughter with a girlfriend and made it very clear that he, at that point in his life, didn't want anything to do with his girlfriend, that he was asked unceremoniously, pretty much, to leave Apple, and the failure, pretty much, of Next, and then the great, great successes, and his obsession with not only what's on the inside, but the way things look.
I was going to say, probably in hindsight, as you were talking about graphic novel, a man who really paid so much attention to the design of his products,
right,
would probably have loved to be remembered in drawings as opposed to just simple words.
I think he'd love this. I mean, who knows? But I think that my feeling is he would absolutely adore that there's this graphic biography of him.
Graphic biography of Steve Jobs called Steve Jobs, Insanely Great, by Jesse Hartland, and brought to us by the insanely great, not insane, the sanely great, Nancy Pearl. Thanks so much.
Oh, thank you, Marcy.
Nancy Pearl is the author of the Book Lust series. She joins us every Tuesday on The Record with her reading recommendation. And you can find them all at KUOW.org. You just search for Nancy Pearl Books.